Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup round of 16 continues with a thrilling knockout stage. Brace yourselves for an adrenaline-packed Easter weekend kicking off on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mufulira Wanderers. Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your ticket at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. President Hichilema reassures nation of free, fair and credible August elections. Zambia records 12 new cholera cases in the last 24 hours. And in global news, aid groups warn Iran war is hindering food and medicine from reaching millions. Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. President Hakainde Hichilema has reassured the nation that the August general elections will be free, fair and credible. Speaking during the Easter celebration church service at Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross in Lusaka this morning, President Hichilema said this can be achieved through unity, emphasizing that national unity is essential for the country to progress. The head of state has also urged citizens to choose peace over conflict, warning that the effects of conflict often extend to innocent people and communities. He further commended the Anglican Church for its continued role in promoting peace, security and stability whenever the need arises.
I want to simply confirm where I stand, where we stand, that 2026, the 10th August elections, have to be free, fair, credible. They have to be another building block towards a stable nation, a stable Zambia. You have seen what conflict does to those within the spaces, but that conflict extends damage, extends to all of us. We should choose peace over conflict, unity over division, inclusion over exclusion. Build a stronger, united Zambia.
Meanwhile, Anglican Archbishop of the Church of Province of Central Africa and Bishop of Northern Zambia, Albert Chama, encouraged congregants to always promote love and peace among one another.
When you go to preach, you preach in my name. When you go to care for the poor, you care them in my name. When you go to feed the hungry, you feed them in my name. When you speak for the poor, you speak in my name. When you seek justice for all, it's me who will be doing it. And when you feed the hungry, who are in need of food, it's me feeding them. When I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was naked, you gave me clothes. When I was sick, you came to visit me. This is evidence enough that when Jesus was giving the authority to the disciples to go and do the missions in the world, he said, I'm not stopping there.
Health Minister Alex Katakwe has disclosed that Zambia recorded 12 new cholera cases in the last 24 hours with no deaths reported. Giving an update on the cholera situation in Solwezi this morning, Dr. Katakwe said 11 of the new cases were recorded in Lusaka district, while one case was reported in Mpulungu district. Dr. Katakwe revealed that since August 2025, the country has cumulatively recorded 1,415 cholera cases and 22 deaths across 25 affected districts. He noted that while progress has been made in controlling the outbreak in several parts of the country, Lusaka district remains a hotspot, particularly in Munali, Lusaka Central, Kanyama and Mandevu sub-districts. Dr. Katakwe said government has since intensified response measures, including heightened surveillance, hygiene promotion, distribution of chlorine for household water treatment and rapid response systems to detect and manage suspected cases. He has since urged members of the public, especially students and staff, to adhere to public health guidelines, maintain proper hygiene, treat drinking water, and seek immediate medical attention if they experience symptoms such as diarrhea and vomiting.
The latest national surveillance data indicates that 12 new cholera cases have been reported in the last 24 hours, with 11 cases reported in Lusaka district and one case reported in Bulungu district. I am pleased to report to the nation that no death has been recorded during this period. Government has heightened cholera surveillance in Lusaka district and other districts across the country as part of strengthened preparedness and prevention measures.
Information and Media Permanent Secretary Tabo Kawana has urged private sector players to adopt innovative approaches that support the growth of a 24-hour economy. Speaking at the official opening of the 24/7 Economy Initiative at Streamside Resort last evening, Mr. Kawana indicated that the establishment of the resort reflects growing investor confidence in Zambia's economic direction and aligns with the country's progressive development agenda. Mr. Kawana noted that the opening of Streamside Resort is a practical demonstration of government's vision to stimulate productivity, create jobs, and drive inclusive economic growth through a 24-hour economic model. He highlighted that extended operating hours will enhance revenue generation for both the business and the state through increased taxes and levies, ultimately supporting national development programs and public service delivery.
Patumba Paribe, FNP Pano Iripo, Dara Kunyohola, Sakuria Pano Chiripo, whether it's 02 or 250 and Simapan, Goa Manza Tomashita, Urangis, which is possible to run a business 24/7, we are very grateful.
Care for Nature Zambia is calling on government to proactively identify and protect flood-prone communities while strengthening local funding for climate change adaptation and mitigation. Organization Executive Director Ansama Keynes has expressed concern that only 5% of the Constituency Development Fund is allocated to disaster management, describing it as insufficient to effectively respond to increasing climate-related emergencies. Ms. Keynes warns that flooding is a growing concern and called for urgent intervention from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit to safeguard lives and property. Her appeal follows that of Chief Mpepo of Kanchivia District in Muchinga Province, who urged government to assist households displaced and affected by floods. Ms. Keynes highlighted that above normal rainfall in parts of Northern Province and other areas classified under Region 3 has triggered flash floods, leaving communities highly vulnerable.
We feel that this is not enough. It has to be increased because most of these communities that are affected are at flood level, and CDF can be like the first aid or the quickest aid that communities can get. But what we've observed in the past is that this fund has been used more just to address disasters when they occur. Seeing the situation that we've been experiencing in Zambia, there has to be a way of assessing vulnerable communities. I'll give an example of islands like Lunga. Every year they experience flooding, so people cannot wait for the floods to occur to find a solution to how these communities will be protected. There has to be a plan already to protect these communities that are vulnerable to flooding.